AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he thought it was important he visit Ukraine 1 year after the start of the war there.
I thought it was critical that there not be any doubt, none whatsoever, about U.S. support for Ukraine in their war against the brutal attack by Russia.
The president spent about 5 hours in Ukraine and met with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The AP's Zeke Miller reports Russia was told ahead of time about the president's trip.
This is one of those rare occasions where, really unprecedented in the modern era, where a U.S. leader has traveled to a location where the airspace wasn't secured by either the United States or one of its allies. The airspace over Ukraine is contested. There are frequently cruise missiles and unmanned drone attacks on various civilian and military infrastructure across Ukraine, including Kyiv.
The president is trying to keep allies unified in their support for Ukraine as the war is expected to intensify with spring offenses. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Sweden and Finland to be accepted into NATO as quickly as possible, although his Turkish counterpart dismissed the possibility of any link between their accession and Turkey's request for F-16 fighter jets. The Turkish Disaster Management Agency has raised the number of confirmed deaths from the earthquake in Turkey to more than 41,000. It increases the overall death toll in Turkey and Syria to more than 44,000. Search and rescue operations for survivors have been called off in most of the quake zone. Hundreds of rescuers search for survivors of landslides and flooding that killed at least 36 people along the coast of Brazil's southern state of Sao Paulo following a huge weekend downpour. Israel's government is pressing ahead with a contentious plan to overhaul the country's legal system, despite an unprecedented uproar that has included mass protests, warnings from military and business leaders, and calls for restraint by the U.S. This is AP News. The Transportation Security Administration is worried about guns found at airports.
The TSA says last year, 6,542 guns were intercepted at airport checkpoints across the country. That's an all-time high. With the exception of pandemic-disrupted 2020, the number of weapons intercepted at airport checkpoints has climbed every year since 2010. And nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten they had a gun with them. The TSA says guns being intercepted tends to happen more at bigger airports, in areas with laws more friendly to carrying a gun. The top 10 airports for gun interceptions in 2022 were Dallas, Austin, and Houston in Texas, three airports in Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Phoenix, and Denver. I'm Donna Warder.
Forecasters say Cyclone Freddy is labeled as dangerous as it approaches the southeastern African coast. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.